T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, it's time for Sports Radio WEEI with Mark James.
I am Mark James. That's Mark with a C. James. I'm the one who popularized rap music in the Western Mass suburbs in the early to mid-90s.
Phony Michelle.
I mean, they've been more relevant than Alicia Silverstone's acting career.
Chris Frail.
Dial 617-779-7937.
Next star here at WEEI, that, of course, is Mark with a C, James.
I don't get paid to care what you think. I get paid to tell you what I think.
Mark effing James.
Star for attention, fame-seeking loser.
Ordinary Hayward.
I'm going to call him Brad Farrell, because he's actually John Farrell without a ring.
And I think one thing.
Exactly.
So your turkeys of the year, Barbados Belichick.
Kyrie Irving.
Can take the R away. He's turning to Chris Fail.
Mark James, right now. On Sports Radio WEEI.
Tom Brady took a physical in New York City yesterday, where he is currently residing before he makes his move down to Tampa Bay, and everything is full go. The contract is signed. Tom Brady now officially a member of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Were you disappointed that the Patriots maybe didn't make more of an effort to bring you back or maybe show some more appreciation given all you've accomplished for the team?
No, I have a great deal of respect for, you know, I'm so grateful to Mr. Kraft and the organization and Coach Belichick and all the coaches and obviously all my teammates.
What would it have taken for you to stay in New England?
Oh, boy.
Does that give you a little bit of an enjoyment to see him kind of trust-seeking people out there?
It's funny to hear a female talk about routes. Like, it's funny.
The New England Patriots are not going to pay Cam Newton $19.1 million a year. They're not going to sink that kind of money into a quarterback.
It's a big commitment. Sitting here laying here 3 days after the year, getting my Achilles worked on my thumb. And you go, what are we doing this for? You know, what are we doing this for? Who are we doing this for? Why are we doing this? You got to have answers to those questions. And they have to be with a lot of conviction. You know, when you lose your conviction, then you probably should be doing something else.
With the first pick in the 2011 NFL Draft, the Carolina Panthers select Cam Newton, quarterback, Auburn.
Uh-oh. I can't believe we're asking this question here. Oh, I just love when this part. Oh, Judas Fozzy. It's one of the great songs. I'm glad I chose this to be my theme music, man. It's just got such a kick to it. Chris Jericho is awesome. He's the Y2J. Le Champion. The new neighbor. He'll be neighbors maybe with Tom Brady now. He and Batista and Bray Wyatt and all the guys who live down there, man. What a great area. I love it. It's my utopia. There's nothing better. Clearwater Beach. How can I mention all of the wrestlers who live there without mentioning the Babe Ruth? Hulk Hogan. Yes, born and raised in Tampa. Born and raised. Lives in Clearwater Beach. Works out down there. It's just a beautiful. How can I not mention Hulk Hogan? I mean, my God, Mr. WrestleMania. Mark effing James, fame-seeking winner, Joe in Rhode Island. Thank you, Joe. But I'm not fame-seeking, though. I'm not star for attention like a lot of people who, you know, listen, I feel sorry. You know what's sad? I'm just going to just give you a little editorial here. People who are in this business of sports broadcasting, or just people who are in general, they've been public figures or whatever, and they're constantly posting things on Instagram or Twitter because they don't have a show, you know, and they're not currently employed, and they just it's like even if I was in that situation, and I've been there, I don't post things for attention. I can't stand people who are constantly posting things for attention. I don't like it. It's just, they just do it for the likes and the, it's like, oh man, is your life that empty and vapid that it exists just to post crap on social media every day? Is your life that meaningless and worthless? And it's sad enough. It is for a lot of people. It is like that. It's, oh God, like, my, you know, social media is for a lot of good. I don't want to wait till trending to say this. And the guy, I used to love this guy when he was speaking of Georgia Tech, when he was at Georgia Tech, Stephon Marbury. He's like the biggest hero right now through the coronavirus crisis. One of them. Why? He's just responsible for donating 10 million N95 masks to New York City. Stephon Marbury, former T-Wolf, former Celtic, okay, former Knick, yeah, giving back 10 million N95 masks to New York City. Wow. Guy's already done more for the Knicks than James Dolan ever has, and New York City for that matter. So that's amazing. Cam Newton. Yes, no, maybe. I will say this. And I was there. I got the first interview in the Carolina, in the South, when Cam Newton was drafted number one overall. I was the first person who got a chance to interview him. I was there covering that draft. I didn't like Cam Newton as a draft pick. Covered him for 4 years down there. Do I think that he has something left in the tank? Yes, I do. The problem with Cam Newton is this. He's nothing more than a self-absorbed, all-about brand, injury-prone, inaccurate diva who might have already peaked, who probably already did peak. Do I think he would check his ego at the door to come play for the Patriots? To a certain extent, and once the team starts winning, he'll show his real self. So if I was Bill Belichick, would I touch Cam Newton with a 30-foot pole? The answer is hell no. No way. But from a sports talk radio standpoint, would I love to see Cam Newton to the Patriots? Oh, hell yeah, as Stone Cold Steve Austin would say. Oh, my God, that would be amazing here. Because he keeps the Patriots interesting. He's extremely polarizing. And he would get eviscerated here by the media, especially the sports talk media. So from that standpoint, I have a history. I was there when Cam wanted to promote something he was doing for his foundation, he was there. It was all about him. If you requested him that he couldn't promote anything, he wanted nothing to do with you. He's all about himself. But would I want him here in New England from a sports talk radio business standpoint? Oh, you have no idea. Oh, he would be great for the radio. Oh, it would be awesome. The lines would be lit, just like they have been this whole show. And they are every time I'm hosting by myself, but they would be lit with Cam Newton. But would he be good for the Patriots business long term? No. But he'd be great for sports talk radio here, and I'm in the sports talk radio business, so I'm conflicted. I know, like, ultimately he won't be the long-term answer here in New England to replace the GOAT, but from a sports talk standpoint, oh, wow, I am all in on Cam Newton. I know, it's very contradictory, but I got to tell you that I'm all in for him. On that standpoint, even though I know it would be a complete total. If you thought David Price and Kyrie were disasters, you haven't seen anything of Cam Newton here, because he went to a very soft media market where they don't like to criticize their athletes down there. and the fans get all like the Panthers have this really delusional fan base, and they like to, you know, if you criticize one of their players, they stick up for him. Even Steve Smith, who sucker punched like three of his teammates back in the day, actually got arrested for doing it. Got arrested for sucker punching and ended one of their careers. Oh, they'll stick up for him to no end. No end. Now, no, it's not so much. Now they'll critique Cam and they'll, you know, but when he's there, oh, you couldn't say anything bad about Cam Newton. It's unbelievable down there. Yeah, they're a mid-major pro sports town. That's what it is. They got two pro sports teams, the Hornets and the Panthers. So they're mid-major. And when you're a mid-major, you want to protect all the local players. It's not like here. Or New York or Philly. You know, it's different. Joe's up next in a car. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
So, I got to tell you, I think your show is awesome. This is the first time I've heard you, and you're really good.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate that, and I would concur.
Okay. So, I want to say one thing. There's one thing I agree with you on, one thing I disagree with you on. You had mentioned about Tom Brady being better than all the others, and I just want to throw a point in for Bobby Orr, because Bobby Orr really, he revolutionized his position. And I think you could include him with the greatness of Tom Brady, and I think Tom Brady is great.
Okay. Yeah, no doubt. Bobby Orr, Tom Brady, Bobby Orr, Bill Russell – And then I would probably go Larry Bird over Ted Williams, even though most people, I don't have any baseball players up there, and I know that's blasphemous in this town, but I'll go Larry Bird over Ted Williams because Larry Bird won three titles.
Yeah. Okay. So now here's where I agree with you, Ron. I'm definitely rooting for Tom Brady, and I know that Belichick is a good coach, but I can't stand the way he treats people. And so I hope that they don't do well this year.
Right. No, I think a lot of people are with you, Joe. I think that seems to be the overwhelming sentiment, especially that the wound is still very fresh of Brady leaving. People now, they're pointing all the fingers and the arrows and the verbal guns are loaded at Bill Belichick.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to root for a jerk.
Oh, well, here's the thing, and I think, Joe, you will agree with this. This texter texted in, you know, something to the extent of, Bill's act is fine when you're winning. It only works when you're winning. It will wear out its welcome. It'll wear out its welcome in October when they're 1-6.
Absolutely. And you know what? And I think the way he treats people is now going to prevent people from coming here, because players don't want to be treated like that.
No, they don't. They don't. Michael's up in Lynn. What's up, Michael? Who sounds like Gangstar, Mass Appeal. What's up, man?
What's going on, man?
How you doing, my man?
I just want to thank you. I just want to give you a thank you for yesterday. I heard the caller, and you are who I thought you were, man. You shut that down. Jumping Jack Flash. He wasn't even playing. What's his name? Whatever. Guy who was talking.
Oh, Rick in Plymouth?
Yeah, the guy who said Tom was overrated before he could even get the words out, you were like, and next caller, thank you next. Like, thank you very much for that.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean,
here's
the thing. If you're outside of New England and they're haters, I get it. That guy, he was a local. Rick in Plymouth, and you're calling Tom Brady overrated. Dude, you know what? Then move out of New England. Get out of here. I don't want people like you in New England. If you're going to call Tom Brady like overrated, get out. Just leave.
Worse than the coronavirus. All the people out here who are hoping and praying that Belichick falls on his face. You don't got to hope and pray. It's going to happen. All you got to do is look at the team. Again, I appreciate all those who say, oh, I've been watching the Patriots since 1965. I get all that. But you don't deserve for what Belichick has given you or has not given you. Still the same team from last year. No weapons. You upgraded nowhere. And like you said, the McCourty Wash brothers. Like, I don't get that. You're going to reboot. Why are you paying them all that money?
I mean,
you don't
Jason got money to McCourty, do nothing. $11 million for a guy, Pro Football Focus probably wouldn't rate in the top 50 corners in the NFL right now.
Belichick, he's going to fall. And all the people who are really thinking that, oh, they're going to win 9 games. They're going to win 10 games.
No
he's got a rude
way.
Awakening.
You are
coming.
Under. I can't wait until the books, the sports books. I will be at Twin River in Rhode Island as soon as they reopen, Michael. I will bet the under on. Oh, please set the under at 9. Please. Oh, my God. Oh, my. Are you kidding me? I'll take all my winnings from last year, including what I won on the under on the Wilder Fury fight. I'll put it all on the table on the Patriots under 9 wins next year. Oh, please do that. Oh, it's a gift from the gambling gods. Please do it. Just do it. I'd love it. Mike is up next, New Hampshire. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right, Mark. I agree with the last caller about Bobby Orr. You grouped him in with the other Boston icons. We're great. But Bobby Orr was the GOAT before Tom Brady was.
I know he was. I know.
Was you born after 1975?
Yes.
Okay. You don't know what it was like in the early 70s when TV 38 carried all the Bruins games, and the song would come on. You would run down the stairs to go see the Bruins. Bruins turned hockey in Boston into a hockey town.
Oh, I know. I watched the Bobby Orr die in the Big Bat. No, I know what he meant. My dad told me, like, I know, like, everything that he's meant to bought. Like, he basically brought hockey and made this a true, like, real hockey town. Like, Mike, right. Even his effects, Ruzioni and the other two guys that are from this area, that Jim Craig, they wanted to play hockey because of Bobby Orr.
Right. And youth hockey groups cropped up left and right all over the New England area. I mean, youth hockey turned into huge and overtook soccer and all the other stuff that was going on. And the thing is like, you know, he was just unbelievable. I mean, like, all the kids wanted those rally skates with the spoke Bobby Orr number 4 on the side of the skates. I mean, it was amazing. You know, And if it wasn't for medicine back then, if it was what it is now, he could have played probably longer. And if he didn't have a bad agent, by the way.
Oh, the agent screwed him and gave him bad advice to go to Chicago. And here's the thing, Mike, listen, I appreciate the phone call. What Bobby has done for like guys like Derek Sanderson, who were completely desolate and broke and down and out and saved their lives. Right. Bobby Orr. You like from everything that I know about him as great, and he's the greatest defensive player in NHL history. Like as a human being, is even better. So like that tells you about Bobby Orr.
Right. And the thing is you say the greatest defenseman. I think
maybe the greatest hockey player. Yes,
I think he was the greatest to ever live.
See, I grew up Gretzky and Lemieux, and my Bobby Orr was Ray Bourque, and Ray Bourque is arguably the second greatest defenseman in NHL history. But I'm like in my lifetime, Gretzky was the greatest from what I see. Gordie Howe, all that's Bobby Orr. I'm very well aware. Guy Lafleur. I mean, like you can go on and on and on about the greatest players, but Gretzky was the Jordan of hockey in my lifetime. And Gretzky was amazing. Didn't have the success in L.A., St. Louis, the Rangers that he did in Edmonton with the Oilers. But he was fantastic. I mean, like, obviously he was the great one. That's why they call him the great one. All your calls hanging there. I see you all on the line. Cam Newton as well. The people want to talk about that. Boy, would that be a disaster. But you know what? It would be a Titanic that you would expect. What would be great about Cam Newton coming to New England. It would be like the train wreck in waiting. Oh, I would love it. Love all that. We'll get to all your calls on the other side. I'm here for the next half hour till 1, and then we'll hand it off to Brian Barrett, who does a great job as well. Now it's time for trending.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
All right, 12:34, back here on a Sunday afternoon. I appreciate everybody joining me. And, I mean, this has been, Brian DeFelice will back me up on this. Brian, since we went on the air at 9, I mean, this is like, it's been such a great, like such a fun day. And it's like for a crappy day outside, we have like loaded lines the entire show since 9.
You would have no idea there were no sports going on.
No. And I want to thank not only all the people who listen, who call in stuff, but Marie in Watertown really set the tone on the show. She was the tone setter. She basically eviscerated Jeremy Jacobs and Delaware North, and she set the tone. We had some other great female callers, too. Lynn and Brewster, I believe Terry in Amherst as well. So thanks for all the females that call in as well. We obviously... we're completely, totally inclusive. We welcome everyone, young, old, doesn't matter. That's the greatest thing about sports radio. It's that we all can sort of, you know, that's why I don't really get too political when it comes to sports radio, that we all just sort of, you know, we come together. It's the ultimate sort of water cooler place that everybody can just, like, check your political beliefs, religious beliefs, you know, whatever. You know, whatever things that you like or you don't like, you know, personal preferences, you check them at the door. It's just basically sports. And especially during this time when all this stuff is going on in the world right now, it's great to hear a story about Stephon Marbury, of all people, donating 10 million N95 masks to help out to all the first responders and health workers during this crisis. That is an amazing story. More than his former boss, James Dolan, has ever donated, like, is donating or whatever to any cause. And meanwhile, he's donating, and his former boss, James Dolan, has tested positive for the coronavirus. So that just goes to show you, with all the James Dolan and Jeremy Jacobs out there, there are heroes, even albeit unexpected ones, like Stephon Marbury, which is amazing. That's a great, great story there. All right. I knew he'd come back around. Danny and Quincy chiming in his two cents. And hopefully he actually listens to things I said instead of hearing what he wants to hear. Hello, Danny.
I always listen to you, brother. All Why right. do you think I call?
All right. What's
up, man? To react, you know, what you say. I listen to everything you say. Don't forget, you're on couple hours before I call, right?
Yep.
So I have to take in everything you say.
You do.
So, but I only have a certain amount of time, so I got to try to squeeze things in before you, you know, put the hook on me. You know what I mean? So
Well, Danny, you always get more calls. So
No, listen. Yeah, I said it before I go into my rant, whatever it may be, I have to tell them I do appreciate the time you give me. Don't think it doesn't go unappreciated.
Okay,
right?
Danny, thank you.
And never forget that. What did I tell you when I was going through that with my mom about how you got me through that, right?
Yes, sir.
Say that about somebody I didn't like?
No, you did not. And I, you know what I like, Danny? You know, that I heard and you've conveyed, and your mom, God bless her, she's up in heaven right now. She lived to 100. And you know what's good that I've heard about you recently? You're getting back to the normalcy of what the people here in sports radio know about Danny and Quincy. And that was like, because, you know, I mean, that's a tough thing. You only have one mom and she lived to be 100. And God, I'm like, that's a celebration. To me, any day over a certain age is like, you know, you are on borrowed time. So she lived a full life. And like, you're getting back to normalcy, which is good for you, too. So
right,
hopefully
man,
Sports
you know,
Talk Radio has been therapeutic for you as well.
Yeah, and you know, and you were talking about St. Patrick's Day being associated with the day Tom Brady left. I have to be associated with my mom passed away the same day Kobe Bryant died. So one of the greatest talents in the history of sports. So every time that is going to be commemorated. And she died in my arms. I never witnessed anybody passing away before in my life. And I took care of my mom for 8 years, personal care for her. I gave up everything to take care of her because I'd never let her go to institutionalized care. But I had to at the end. And that was tough, man. You guys were on the radio that day, too. I had the radio on in her room. You know what I mean? She used to listen to the radio as well for sports. And anyways, so I'm never going to forget that, man. But, I mean, you know, I went from that to this. Well, what's going on now? You ought to thank God you're working, man. You have a paycheck coming in. I have two businesses that are depending upon the warm weather. And right now, man, I'm going to be in trouble, judging from what's going on out there. So you and the whole station ought to be glad you're getting a paycheck.
Oh, I am. Hey, Danny, at this juncture, not only getting a paycheck, I'm just thankful to be healthy and alive because
Absolutely. You're
seeing all the stories and, you know, hey, listen, man, I always appreciate the phone call, Danny. I want to get everybody else in here, too. Scott and Wayman's been holding for a long time. Scott, what's up?
What's up? Danny, great call, and God bless your mom. That was heartfelt. All right, Mark, what's up, my man? I called to talk about living in Tampa. Remember you touched on that about Brady? Everyone acts like it's some cesspool. You lived there for 6 years. I lived there for 2 years.
Yeah.
Real quick, a sidebar. These idiots, Bob Orr had four times the amount of impact on this city than Brady did. And I won't elaborate on that because that'll be my whole call, and I didn't call to talk about that.
Okay.
But I'm tired of hearing people say, Tampa? As if it's some cesspool.
Right.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? Tom is going to be, he's not going to be living next door to the guy from that new Netflix thing, Tiger King.
All right? Well, first of all, that guy lived in Oklahoma anyway. But he's not going to be living next to the woman who had her ex-husband killed, allegedly. Carol Baskin.
I'm sure he's got some associates down there.
Right.
Some shady places. So does every state.
Sure.
He'll be living probably in the neighborhood that Gita lives in.
Yep.
God knows what he's going to pay, $28.5 million. He's got Clearwater Beach, and I'm preaching in the choir with you, but the listeners probably don't know. Clearwater Beach is absolutely beautiful. St. Pete Beach, just below it. Siesta Key, which is in Sarasota.
Oh, I know. Lido Key. I mean, like, you could go on. And Sarasota, I didn't even get to Sarasota, where Dick Vitale. And, Scott, that's the thing. When I hear people here, like, if you, like I said, you could trash the Bucks all you want, because since they won their one Super Bowl with Sapp and Brooks and Lynch and all those guys, they've sucked. They've been the sucking ears. You'll beat the drum on that. You're going to rag on Tampa. Like, I lived there twice. I lived in Hillsborough County in the Tampa side, and then I moved and I lived in Pinellas County on the St. Petersburg Clearwater side.
Tampa Bay, baby.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, I love
Pinellas
it there.
County, that's where I lived. I certainly didn't live in the same place Brady's going to live. I lived in Largo. Wait a second.
No, Largo and Seminole is beautiful.
Well, the neighborhood I was in. But the good news is we were like 8 minutes from Clearwater Beach. We'd just bounce over there every weekend. It was a fun 2 years of my life I'll never forget. Why I moved back, that's a whole other conversation. I wish I never did. But anyway, at any rate, in closing here, my friend, he's going to be cruising around in the bye week. What does he do up here in a bye week in December? Huddles down in the house with the wife and kid, which is fine. You know what he's going to do down there? He'll be on a $300,000 yacht in Miami or in Tampa Bay with beautiful waters.
Yep.
So these idiots... And I agree with you. They're like, of all places, Tampa. Are you kidding me? If you're looking to go on a vacation next winter, try Tampa Bay.
Oh, absolutely.
Mark, he just wanted to change the scene. Everyone argues, was it Belichick? Was it Brady? Was it Kraft? No, simplicity is bliss. I say, he just said, you know what a fun 20 years. I'm going to go live in paradise for a couple of years.
That's it. And by the way, Scott, it is paradise. It is. It really is utopia. It's absolutely unbelievable down there. I'm serious. Like, and don't get me wrong. Yes, there are redneck parts, there's good and bad in every place. But the pros and cons, the pros far supersede and outweigh the cons down there. Al in Everett. Hello, Al.
How are you, Mark?
Hey, good. How are you?
Great. Quick shout out to Danny. He took me out on his boat years ago. I haven't seen him in years. Danny, I'm thinking about your mom and hope everything goes well with your business. I'm the same way, Mark. I'm downtown Boston, House Cafes, and it's tumbleweeds down there now. So we're just hoping that we get over this and everybody gets back to work soon. But listen, I've been listening to you, Mark, lately because I've had some time in my hands like everyone else, and you're absolutely fantastic. I had a call this morning. For years, Mark, I've been telling people this. Brady would be here. Only reason Brady is not here is because Bill Belichick treated him like a second-class citizen. The reason why Tom Brady wasn't signed was because of Bill Belichick. I'll bet dollars to donuts that Kraft probably in that conversation said, can I change your mind? Because I only wish, Mark, that 4 years, 3 years ago, whatever it was, Brady's gone because Belichick tried to trade his ass to San Francisco. You think that sat well with him? And Kraft put an end to it? Give me a break. I hear these other shows trying to lay blame on this one and that one and equal blame pie for everybody. No, he's gone. And don't forget it, everyone out there in Patriot land. Tom Brady is with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers because Bill Belichick treated him like a second-class citizen, and he always had. Never appreciated what he did for his career. He saved his career 20 years ago. And I can't wait. I never thought I'd see the day that Belichick's going to have to coach without Tom Brady. And I can't wait. I'm with you, Mark. You couldn't be more right. You're going to see the real Bill Belichick now.
Oh, yeah. 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 You're going to see Cleveland Bill Belichick. You're going to see that guy. And let's see now. That sound clip I played you. Ben Volen with Belichick. Belichick's never really doesn't really give out his record much. The guy I do a show with every week, Andy Hart, says, I think I've only heard him do it twice. That was one of them. And the other time was like over a decade ago where he'll give out we're 10-3. Can I hear that again? Just for my music to my ears. Well, the class is in
general hasn't played a whole lot other than Winovich and the punter is. Do you feel like they need a year to get stronger and acclimate to the NFL, generally speaking?
Yeah, I never said that.
So when they're not playing, is it they haven't earned playing time?
I didn't say that either. Things change from week to week based on game plan situations. You know, we're 10-3. You know, wouldn't say we have a terrible team. But a lot of other good players out there, a lot of good players that have been very productive.
That was it. He got him. That was the moment. That was also the F. Lee Bailey moment in the O.J. trial. When they exposed Mark Furman, you know, that was the moment. He got him at that point. It's like, he got him. We're 10-3? Really? You're going to cite your record at that moment? I've never even heard Andy Reid do something like that, or Pete Carroll, Sean Payton. You're going to cite your record because your piss poor picks suck.
Yeah, we're 10-3.
Yeah, yeah. And ready? With the 83rd pick in the 2017 NFL draft, the New England Patriots select Derek Rivers, defensive end, Youngstown State, that football factory. With the 84th pick in the same 2017 NFL draft, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers select Chris Godwin, future top 10 receiver, Penn State. With the 85th pick in the 2017 NFL draft, the New England Patriots then select Antonio Garcia, tackle, Troy. And then with the following pick, the 86th in the 2017 NFL draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Kareem Hunt, running back, Toledo. That's all you need to know, folks. That right there encapsulates Bill Belichick's piss poor drafting for the last 3 to 5 years. Though right there, that the Bucs and Chiefs, they were waiting. Their scouting department and their GMs, Jason Light, he knew what he was doing. And that's why Tom Brady, that's a major, like now Tom Brady, like I said, Tom Brady's biggest issue now, who do I go to? Do I go to Evans, Godwin, O.J. Howard, Brate? I mean, come on. You've got to be kidding me. It's just unbelievable. All right, we got to squeeze. I mean, we're still lit up. We got one more segment to go. We're going to do the fast, on the mark, off the mark. Greg in D.C. on Cam Newton. Go real quick. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, yo.
Yep. Hey, yo.
Listen, why did you get that reference?
Yeah, Scott Hall, baby. Scott Hall. Yes.
Love it. Oozing machismo.
Hey, listen. You want to see something funny? YouTube Scott Hall ECW. Just YouTube Scott Hall ECW. Look who the ring announcer is in the ring when Scott Hall comes into the ring at Mid-Hudson Civic Center in Poughkeepsie, New York. He might look a little like me.
I can't wait, man. I'm going to check it out. I can't wait. Hey, listen, I believe you used the Vince McMahon reference. No chance in hell for the Pats winning the Super Bowl next year. Is that correct?
Oh, I mean, not only next year, in the rest of the Bill Belichick era.
Okay, fair enough. And I agree with everything you said about Cam Newton. I think it would be great theater. I think it would be a disaster. But I got to ask you, Mark, and be honest with me, 2001, when Mo Lewis knocks out Drew Bledsoe, the 0-2 Pats, what chances did you give the Pats to win the Super Bowl that year?
Zero.
I'm telling you, man. And Cam Newton, listen, he's talent. He's a, like you said, the personality, it does not fit, but it would be great theater to see what happens. I say give it a shot. And God forbid, if we ever did win the Super Bowl with him, I think that would take a huge hit to Brady's legacy. I really do.
Yeah, well,
I really do.
You know what, though, Craig, though? That is the one thing that'll never, ever happen. I don't think Cam Newton's going to come here. I think it would be great for sports radio. I don't think it'll happen. All right. On the mark, off the mark, and we'll try to get in as many calls. Final segment before Brian Barrett.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Mark James on WEEI.
We'll lead off with Marie in Watertown because she exemplifies patience being a virtue. Hello, Maria.
Hello, Mark. Welcome to Watertown, although it seems like it's a temporary home for you.
No. I've been there almost 3 years now.
Oh, well, welcome to Watertown.
Yeah, thank you.
Hopefully we'll run into each other at one of the local establishments once they're open again. This man, Mr. Jeremy Jacobs, is one of the most miserable SOBs and arguably one of the worst sports owners in the history of this town, if not across sports.
What's up, Joe?
Yes, hi, Mark. How are you?
Good. How are you?
The woman Marie made me call because I've been stewing on this. You know, I go back with the Bruins. I'm 60 years old. I go back to Bobby Orr and I go back to all that. Marie is exactly right. If we can go 2 months in our houses and somehow make it through that, a situation that obviously humans in general are not, you know, we're not wired to do this kind of thing. But if we get through this and we do this, you know, couple of months in the house, what would be one more Bruins game? All Bruins fans should stand up and say, after everything that's happened, how could you treat these people like this and stay away from at least one game?
What's up, Jeff?
Just wanted to call in. Great show as always.
Thank you.
I am a Tom Brady guy. I am rooting for Tom, and I've become a Buccaneers fan.
Good for you.
I'm disgusted with what happened to him, and I'm just as disgusted with Kraft. Now I'm sick of these billboards and the newspaper ads. Just shut up, Bob. You screwed the pooch on this one, and you let Belichick do it.
Terry's up next. What's up, Terry?
Mark, Jane, I'm a big fan of yours. I mean, this is coming out of Brady leaving, and I'm listening to you today for the first time, and it is like medicine to hear your criticisms of Belichick and your loyalty to Brady. and the fact that he was the face of Boston, New England, of the Patriots. And my, it's heartbreaking to not see him retire. You know, I am super happy for Tom, you know, to be happy somewhere else. And so I super appreciate you, everything you're saying.
Sure. Hello, Dan.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm going to go in the opposite end of the conversation here.
That's fine.
Brady was the best ever. You can't take that away from him. Greatest quarterback ever in New England history. He should have retired after the win against the Rams in the Super Bowl. Then what would have happened? He goes out a winner for the Patriots, whatever, and that's the end of it. Can you pay a quarterback that is, if he's in digression, $30 million a year out of your salary?
Joe's up next in the car. Hey, Joe.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
So, I got to tell you, I think your show is awesome. This is the first time I've heard you, and you're really good.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate that, and I would concur.
Okay.
Al in Everett. Hello, Al.
Listen, I've been listening to you, Mark, lately because I've had some time in my hands like everyone else, and you're absolutely fantastic. I had a call this morning. For years, Mark, I've been telling people this. Brady would be here. Only reason Brady is not here is because Bill Belichick treats him like a second-class citizen. The reason why Tom Brady wasn't signed was because of Bill Belichick. I'll bet dollars of donors that Kraft probably in that conversation said, "Can I change your mind?" Because I only wish, Mark, that 4 years, 3 years ago, whatever it was, Brady's gone because Belichick tried to trade his ass to San Francisco. You think that sat well with him? And Kraft would have put an end to it? Give me a break.
Hello, Lynn.
Hello there. How are you?
Good. How are you? Oh, by the way, when I think of Brewster, Orleans, that area, my parents used to take me there in the summers. There, we would have a place there in that. Oh, I love that area. Oh, I love it. Nauset Beach.
Yeah, it's nice.
I love it there, Lynn.
The beaches are still good to walk, and we're all happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I am Team Tom. He has the Oprah Winfrey effect and the Pied Piper effect. He's a winner. I follow TB12 forever. We're race.
All right, JD's up next. What's up, JD? You've been holding for a long time. You want to say something? Go ahead.
Hey, I wanted to say you are the best show on WEEI, that's for sure.
Thank you.
And I wanted to say that I want to make all the Patriot fans mad. But first, that lady that said to Oprah, to everything she touches is gold. I don't know what happened with Weight Watchers, but she hasn't lost any weight, and that company's hemorrhaging money.
All right, Brian DeFelice, great job on the mark, off the mark. Great job. Pre-show preparation, A++++++. Great. Always fun to work with you. Hope we can do it again on next Sunday. Hopefully you're here with me. WrestleMania Sunday. We might have a special guest next Sunday. I'm not going to give it away, but somebody big next Sunday on WrestleMania Sunday could join us. And maybe we'll have some special guests this week, too. I'll be back tomorrow night, 10 p.m. to midnight, right here on WEI. I see a lot of you on hold. Hang in there. Brian Barrett's going to come up right after me. He does a great job. He'll be here with you till 4 or 5 today. Is it 4? I believe it's 4. So stay tuned for Brian Barrett. Folks, stay safe. Stay inside if you have to, and if you have to go outside, be very cognizant of your surroundings and everything around you, and we appreciate you joining us. Hope it was an escape for you like it was for me, the best 4 hours of my day. Now I'm going to go home and watch the final 3 episodes of the new season of Ozark, episodes 8, 9, and 10. Have a wonderful Sunday. Stay tuned for Brian Barrett next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.